This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Korea's health minister said on Wednesday the country reported more than 2,200 new daily COVID-19 cases, a record since the pandemic began last January, as the country grapples with its worst COVID-19 outbreak to date. He says infections have spiked due to the spread of the more transmissible Delta variant and a rise in domestic travel over summer, despite having tough distancing measures in place for over a month. South Korea has been struggling since July to tame outbreaks, first largely in metropolitan Seoul, but have since spread nationwide. Only 16% of South Korea's 52 million people have been fully vaccinated, while 42% have received at least one dose. The government's target is for 70% to have at least received one shot by September. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a, quote, huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with, quote, hostile acts. The statement made a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week, and South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Afghanistan, insisting Tuesday he does not regret his decision, even as the situation rapidly deteriorates and the Taliban accelerates its gains across the country. His defense of the administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals Monday and Tuesday, in a push across much of Afghanistan after taking large areas in the mostly rural countryside. Biden has been saying for months and said again Tuesday the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He said the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. Biden said the United States will continue to keep its commitments to provide close air support, resupply Afghan forces with food and equipment, and pay salaries. Authorities in Algeria said Tuesday wildfires fanned by blistering temperatures and tinder dry conditions have killed at least 42 people, adding they allege the fires have criminal origins. Late Tuesday, the toll stood at 25 soldiers and 17 civilians killed. The defense ministry claims soldiers saved 110 people, men, women, and children, from the flames. State radio in the North African country reports three, quote, arsonists were arrested in relation to fires. More than 70 have broken out in 18 states across the north of the country. Algeria joins a string of countries to be hit by major blazes in recent weeks, including Greece, Turkey, Cyprus, and the western United States. Facebook said on Tuesday it removed a network of accounts from Russia that it linked to a marketing firm which pushed anti-vaccine content about the COVID-19 shots. The social media company said it banned accounts from a Britain-registered, Russian-operated marketing firm for violating its policy against foreign interference. Facebook says the campaign used its platforms primarily to target audiences in India, Latin America, and to a smaller extent the United States. Major tech firms like Facebook have been criticized by U.S. lawmakers and President Joe Biden's administration, who say the spread of online lies about vaccine is making it harder to fight the pandemic. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.